Om Shanti. Today's topic is Highway to Heaven. When we think of a highway or highways, the image which comes to our mind is a journey which is obstacle-free, smooth, enjoyable, quick, fast, and something which everyone is looking forward to. I remember when we go from one place to another place or city, to another city. Like I remember last March, we all with Laukik family going from Rishikesh to Delhi. So on the way, there are many ups and downs and stops and streets and big roads and small roads, you know, that we had to cross. But whole time, the driver was telling us about an upcoming highway, which we all were waiting for, as we wanted the, you know, to end the journey soon because we were all very tired. So after some time, we reached on this famous KMP expressway. KMP means Kundli Manesar Palwal expressway. And yes, the speed of the journey changed. Not only speed, but everything changed. We all were so delighted to be on the comfort of that highway. Such a beautiful obstacle-free journey started, and now we didn't want to end it. We reached to our destination finally, but you know, the happy memories of that smooth journey, the last leg of the journey remained, and that's why I'm able to share that now. And actually, if we look in the world, Highway to Heaven is an American fantasy drama television series that was aired from 1984 to 1989 for 5 years. It gained popularity because of its attractive and unique concept. The story is about how a probationary angel is sent to Earth to help people in need. He met many people on his journey, but the main mission on Earth was to do enough good in order to gain his wings and ascend to heaven. So the message is very clear that good deeds leads to heaven. Good deeds leads us to heaven. But as Baba's children, who are already very elevated and we already are angels in making, and we know philosophy of karma and we know the way to God and way to heaven. So for BKs, what is highway which will lead us to heaven? About highways, Babdada has spoken many times. I would like to quote few of those elevated versions here. Babdada was saying that your aim is to have constant inner happiness without any limited support. However, some children move away from their aim and instead become trapped in the small side streets of limited attainments. In this way, they become distant from their aim, that is, from their destination. They leave the highway and become trapped in the side streets. They leave their aim of happiness and chase after limited attainments. And the second point here is, which Babdada said once, however, sometimes you put aside your experiences, you have received a support, but instead of taking the support, you put yourself aside. Does it take effort? Perhaps not always, but sometimes. Do you forget to turn on the switch? In fact, if you even remember the stage of the self-respect of being an almighty authority, then there is no question of effort at all. The path is not difficult, but instead of going on the highway, you go onto the small roads, or you even go past your destination, and then you have to make the effort to return. So Babdada is very clearly indicating that we are already given the highway to heaven. All the Shrimats, Maryadas, disciplines are the highways, but we take on the small bumpy roads of Manmaths, you know, dictates of our own mind, narrow streets of Parmat, dictates of others' minds, which leads nowhere And sometimes we take the dark pavement of Maya, which looks so glittery from out, and once we are drawn into it, then we realize how much wrong the decision was to leave the easy highway and opt for these options. So now the question is, how do we keep ourselves on highway to Paramdham and heaven without a break? To travel on highway is not that easy also, as you have to follow certain rules, like it's one-way traffic always. We can't just take a turn at any point, and we must follow the speed limit. On the highways, we will not see somebody driving very slow. We can't drive slow there. Otherwise, it's not safe as traffic is in high speed. It may prove fatal. And if we miss one cut or exit, then we have to go all the way till the end. Like till you find an exit and come back. We can see that how all these physical rules are applicable to spirituality too. Spirituality is a one-way traffic. Once we have realized the truth, experienced the truth, and lived that truth, we can't go back to the previous life. Means our way of life, ways of thinking and conducting will no more be like before. Baba says that when a monk or a sadhu takes on a sannyasi life, and he lives that life for certain time, and after that he returns back and starts living an ordinary life, then he loses his respect in the society. So once we are on this highway of spirituality, there is no looking back. No matter how many obstacles come in our way, no matter whatever adversities we face, we can't go back, we can't turn back. We have realized that however tough spiritual life may look like sometimes, but it's still best than an ordinary life. We don't need any proof for that, because only after knowing this truth, we adopted the path of spirituality. Now the second point is about speed. Yes, we may take breaks in terms of walking slow, something like that, but we can't afford to stop making effort altogether. Walking slow means, okay, we can take more times for self-realizations and reflections, and instead of just serving others. Baba says your stage is most important. In Hindi, we say the word avastha. That is most important. So we take care of that. So the point is not thinking of stopping in the middle of our travel to heaven. Recently, before this 24-hour curfew in Kuwait, we all center nivasis were going somewhere, and I missed one exit. And the result was I wasted 30 minutes of everyone, because we had to go all the way to find another exit. So on this spiritual path, don't miss the right exit, and we can say right turn. We grab the opportunities which come our way. Like this virus has come like a blessing for BKs. We see our brothers and sisters here making extra effort, making full use of their time, doing extra yoga, extra study, learning many things for service. As we know, once we miss this chance, it's not going to come back again. In India, we see that every 14 days, they are extending the lockdown. So Dadi's got 14 years for tapasya. We are getting 14 days in shifts, thanks to Baba and Rama. So we take it as a gift from Baba and Rama and use it in a worthwhile way. So if we want to give name to our highway, then it will be Mera Baba Highway. It includes everything. If we are distracted by Maya, or we become confused sometimes, what to do, what effort to do, which effort not to do, Baba has given us a very, very simple and easy method to be always moving fast, obstacle-free, and with greater joy That is just to remember and say with love, with heart, Mera Baba, my Baba. Baba has told many times in Murlis that effort is only one, just to be obedient and loyal to one Baba, my Baba. And when we say Mera Baba, only my Baba makes us free from fear. When there is consciousness of mine or my, there will definitely be fear. Only Mera Baba makes us fearless. So nothing and no one is mine or Mera. Only Mera Baba is Mera. If we look around and we see things, objects and people and friends and relatives, just remember the perishable nature of these objects and bodies. The Almighty Baba, the unchangeable, imperishable, most powerful is my Father, my only relative, relative of the soul. All others, relatives, whatever we want to call them, they are co-actors. They keep changing, but one Father is mine forever and ever, and this is the time to experience Him in our lives fully. Because He loves us, keeps telling us again and again, Man Mana Bhav. That's the only mantra, the life-giving herb. This herb which has saved our life, given life to us, and we give this to others. At present, world needs more kindness, more patience and more love. Without Baba in our life, we will not be efficient enough to practice these virtues to the unlimited. So let's keep Mera Baba in our every breath. Once I was in Delhi and I asked my friend, she's a BK friend and she runs a center there in Delhi, that how does she make effort? Like what motivates her? She replied something very deep, which I always try to remember for my efforts, but sometimes I forget also. She said that she remembers the time, the moment, the last day of confluence age, when Baba will be leaving, or it's like the end moment. So that actually made me think. While in school and college, I used to study, keeping in mind the day, the last day when results will be announced. Before the exam, you know, that was my motivation to study. And I used to keep my parents' face in my mind, that how happy and proud they would feel when I get good marks. So it's almost the same here. Father wants to see us passing the final exam with flying colors. So let's all of us tap onto our highest potential and make Baba proud. Now I want to talk about two important aspects of BK life. One is Amrit Vela and other one is diet and physical exercise. So if up to now our Amrit Vela is not satisfactory to us, if we are not happy with it, or we are still sleepy and not alert at Amrit Vela, then it's high time to make some changes. We can't enjoy the BK life fully if our Amrit Vela is, you know, that kind of sleepy state. Suraj Bhaiji once said in Pandavavan class that daily we should experience a sweet, powerful meeting with Baba at Amrit Vela. Even though it's for a short time or few seconds, that will keep us going. Actually, in my childhood of Gyan, I used to wait whole day for next day's Amrit Vela. Whole day I'm waiting. When will this day pass? And when the tomorrow 3:30 time? Then as the years passed, it became a routine for me. And the interest was not like before. So newness is always needed. So we can always read a Murli or a paragraph of the Murli to make our mind active before sitting down for Amrit Vela. And we can do walking meditation, whatever suits us. We recognize that and apply as soon as possible. Lockdown will soon finish. Life will be normal again. Service will come manifold, more than before. So before that, let's recharge our batteries fully. It's time for deeper tapasya for us. Lastly, we can't ignore the importance of physical exercises and a good yogi diet. Every day at least 15 to 20 minutes of exercise or walk is really must for a good body and mind. VBK sometimes tends to, you know, ignore these things, but it's must in today's life when everybody's talking about immunity and good health. So it's really must. It will help us in our yoga also. Without being healthy, we can't serve. We will take seva, not give seva. And about diet, yes, we eat sattvic food and bhog offered food and all those things. But now, at this time when not much physical activities are there, let's try to make our diet light, more light. Light in the sense more vegetables and fruits, easily digestible, and after 5 p.m., not eating anything heavy. And then we'll be able to see the change of quality in our Amrit Vela and other spiritual efforts too. We will be full of more energy to perform many tasks. And this is I'm sharing because we all in center are practicing this, not taking dinner from maybe 1 year or more, and everybody is experiencing this like a more energy and more powerful Amrit Vela. So finally, I would say that let's hold the hand of the one, Mira Baba, and keeping mind and body healthy and fit and following all the spiritual rules of the highway of spirituality, we all will be able to travel on the highway to heaven. Om Shanti.